Lesson 4, consonant substitutions related to the Yiddish resonance. Now, because this Yiddish resonance has these lax, lazy characteristics, we can even look at many of the consonant changes in this accent as being related to the resonance. Especially because most Yiddish consonant changes involve the changing of an active voiced consonant to a less active voiceless consonant. Now, this happens when the consonant is in medial or especially when it is in final position in the verb. These are not difficult changes to do if you again come right out of the lazy phenomenon of vibration. Now, we'll do a few words and one sentence for each of these consonant changes. First, we'll look at the plosive sounds. We'll look at the B, the B, B, especially at the end of words. And it changes into a P, 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 into a voiceless sound. First, we do tribe, tripe, robe, rope, tub, top, grab, grep. Again, we're working on the consonants now. You must continue to do the vowels, and you must get the vowel changes out of the resonance. Are you getting sick and tired of hearing me say that already? All right, well, I'll just say do everything again, okay? Well, do it. We'll do now. The Cub Scouts gabbed about their olive drab uniforms. The Cub Scouts gabbed about their olive drab uniforms. We'll go now to another plosive, the g, g, and it becomes a k sound, k, k, k. And we'll go sag, sec, rag, rec, rig, rick, hag, heck, or heck. The pig did a jig when the tag in his ear hit a snag. Switching the resonance to all the things we were doing, the pig did a jig when the tag in his ear hit a snake. Now, because we are looking at G, at G to K right now, we're going to look at one a little out of place, but I want to look at ing endings, like we have laughing. Now, you're going to keep that ng at the end of ing's, but you're going to add a k, a little plosive k at the end. So instead of singing, you have sinking, sinking, acting, acting, ring, ring, rowing, rowing. Some sentences, or one sentence really. Ring the bell, and the crowd will start singing and dancing. Ring the bell, and the crowd will start singing and dancing. Back to another normal plosive here. We look now at the D sound, D, D, in medial and final position, which becomes voiceless again, getting out of the lazy resonance, becomes voiceless, and you get that T, T. So, candid, kintit, blood, blot, food, foot, grand, grant. Jewish cooking is very good, but sometimes it's accused of being bland. Jewish cooking is very good, but sometimes it's accused of being bland. Look for, I mean, the word accused. You have there zd, zd, which is a double voiced consonant, which becomes accused, which becomes a double voiceless consonant. We'll look at that later in more specific detail. Okay. Looking now, we've passed the plosives, we go on to the fricatives. The first voiced fricative is v, and we have here grave, and it becomes an f. Grafe, save, safe, engrave, engrafe, have, have. End of sentence. It's naive to deceive a caveman about primitives. It's naive to deceive a caveman about primitives. Now another fricative where the Z becomes an S, especially in situations where we have a plural spelled with S but pronounced with a Z in English, but actually it can be a Z at the end of the word as far as the letter and spelling is concerned. So we have prize, price, noise, noise, tries, trice, relies, relies. She grows primroses and draws applause. She grows primroses and draws applause. Now another fricative is the zh sound, which becomes the voiceless sh in medial and final position, although usually it's in medial position in words. Perversion, perversion, derision, derision, incision, incision, television, television. A sentence. The supervision of the road, fissure, avoided another collision. Their supervision of the road fissure avoided another collision. In the list of these specific consonants is not a fricative, but an affricative or an affricate, which is the j, j sound, which becomes ch, ch, the voiceless ch sound, ch sound. So again, we have voyage, voyage, courage, courage, badge, batch, cabbage, cabbage. You hear the vowel change as well. A sentence. The sage was in a rage and held a grudge against the budget director. The sage was in a rage and held a grudge against the budget director. Now, I want to do here some sentences that contain some of these words I was alluding to before, which have double-voiced consonants at the end. He who deceives weaves a web. He who deceives weaves a web. Now we get double-voicedless, get the resonance. They shoved the approved manuscript to be perceived. They shoved the approved manuscript to be perceived. Whoever jogged past the trash snagged it open. Whoever jogged past the trash snagged it open. They were wedged between the car and the smudged wall. They were wedged between the car and the smudged wall. We were amazed by the raised building. We were amazed by the raised building. And that is the end of the lesson on the consonant changes related to the Yiddish resonance.